Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka police are piecing together information about a police shooting Tuesday night in which a 22-year-old Eureka man was shot and killed. Thomas James McLean was fatally shot by police during a confrontation on Allard Avenue near Ocean View Cemetery. Police say McLean was shot when, according to them, he reached for a gun. An autopsy is being conducted by a forensic pathologist next week. Humboldt County Coroner Dave Parris said that normally an autopsy would be done sooner, but the specialist is not available until the 27th. The incident happened Tuesday night as police confronted the man. Witnesses near the incident say they heard yelling and then the gunfire. Police Chief Andy Mills is not giving details of the incident, but said that a county critical response team is investigating the incident. Also, police have not identified the officer by name except to say that he's been serving on the department 13 years. A family squabble at a park farm has led to homicide and the arrest of one man. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office said the incident happened on Highway 271 in Piercy, where a family was growing marijuana. Investigators say the two brothers had been tending to a marijuana crop with their father and a friend. An argument erupted when one brother accused the other of being disrespectful to their father. The argument erupted and one brother, Anthony Fregale, shot the other, Carl Fregale. Anthony drove his wounded brother to Gerald Phelps Community Hospital in Garberville, where he died. Police have charged Anthony Fregale with homicide and arrested him on $500,000 bail. In Crescent City, detectives are investigating a shooting incident on Monday night that sent one man to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. According to Crescent City Police, a group of men drove up to a residence where a house party was being held and a physical altercation ensued. One of the men from the car then grabbed a handgun and fired several shots at people on the sidewalk, hitting one. Police are searching for four suspects and the investigation is ongoing. While public works directors are searching the ways to keep local roadways and bridges maintained despite a lack of federal money, the Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, have been lobbying both state and federal lawmakers to get moving on transportation funding. The latest federal transportation bill provides only short-term funding for surface road maintenance, and that has led to more dangerous roads, according to the RCRC's latest report. The group has released its study of roads and bridges in rural California counties and found that rural non-interstates have a fatality rate four times higher than all other roads in the state, and that nearly a third of the state's bridges show significant deterioration. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mop-up operations continue in the area of the Bald Hill Fire near Hoopaw, as well as in northern Mendocino County, where the Black Fire scorched more than 400 acres. But with those fires contained and no longer an imminent threat, resources from across Northern California are being sent to new fires, including the Bowles Fire in Siskiyou County. That fire destroyed more than 100 homes in the town of Weed and has scorched about 400 acres, but many of those acres were in residential areas. The Bowles Fire is just one of more than 1,000 fires burning across the state. The Happy Camp Complex, which has burned more than 125,000 acres, remains active and stands at 70% containment. More than 1,300 personnel remain on scene, searching for hotspots, maintaining containment lines, and providing structural protection. It's been a busy summer for Mendocino County Sheriff Thomas Allman. Two wildfires have stretched local resources, and his deputies have been providing support for fire crews who've battled two serious wildfires in northern Mendocino County over the past 8 weeks. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.